أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أم من يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. Moving on to ayah number 31 of Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and instructs him to ask the mushrikeen, the polytheists, three different questions in this ayah. And in the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the state of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and the manner in which they will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, and the false gods, the idols, and everything else that they worshipped will also be resurrected, and they will be given life, and they will be given the ability to speak and communicate with those who had worshipped them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The first question, ask them, who is the one who sustains you from the heavens in the form of rain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down? And who is the one who sustains you from the produce that comes out from the land? أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. Ask them, and who is the one who has control over the power of hearing and sight? The power to see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is control of that. The ability to hear and the power of hearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control of that. So ask them, this is the second question. وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Who is the one who brings forth something that is living out of something that is dead? And who is the one who brings forth something which is dead out of something which is living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. And who is the one who manages all affairs in the heavens and the earth? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They will answer and they will say, Allah. Allah is the one. And we spoke previously that they believed in the existence of Allah, but they would not devote the acts of worship to Allah. They would devote the acts of worship to the idols, though they believed that there was an Allah who sustained them and who brought the entire creation into existence. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. It's so illogical, that here you confess that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sustains you, Allah feeds you, Allah has given you these different faculties of sense, of hearing, of sight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these powers. Allah is the one who manages all the affairs. Yet, you choose to worship a god other than Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Do you then not fear Allah? فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ. That is Allah. رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. Your Rabb in all truth. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. And after haqq, after the truth, there is nothing else but error and misguidance. The ulama explained that we learned from this that you have haqq, you have that which is truth, the haqq, and you have falsehood. There is no intermediary link between the two when it comes to belief. Yes, in jurisprudence or acts that are of a juristic nature, when it comes to fiqh, right? When it comes to matters of fiqh, you have that which is halal, you have that which is haram, then between the two you have what we know as mubah. Mubah. Something which is permissible, that which is mubah, it is of a mubah, permissible type of a nature. So you might find that in issues related to fiqh, but in as far as belief is concerned, in theology, as far as theology is concerned, you have haqq, that which is truth, and you have, if it is not the haqq, then it is batil. There is no intermediary link between the haqq and the batil, and that is proven from this ayah. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. After haqq, after the truth, has been established, everything beyond that, illa al-dalal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is error and misguidance. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ So where are you being diverted to? Why are you allowing yourself to be diverted to these false ideologies, the false gods, and so forth? كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how the command, the word, and the decision of your Rabb has been established against those who have committed sin, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They will never bring iman. قل go on asking them of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam هل من شركائكم is any of your gods these associate gods of yours does anyone from amongst them من يبدأ الخلق who can originate the entire creation ثم يعيده and then bring it back again قل الله tell them of Muhammad الله يبدأ الخلق Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who originates creation of everything. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ And he is the one who can bring it back. Meaning after destroying it, bring it back to its original form. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ Where are you being turned to? قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ Ask them of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ Is there anyone from amongst your associate gods? مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ Who can give hidayah, who can guide others towards the truth. قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the one who guides to the truth. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعْ أَمْ مَنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى Is the one who has the ability, common, look at the simple, when it comes to a polytheist, when it comes to a mushrik, remember a mushrik, a polytheist, one who is worshipping idols, his belief is not based on any academic reasoning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that towards the end of this ayah. There's no academic, it's not based on any divine source. There's no divine source because none of the divine scriptures ever promoted polytheism, idol worship, and so forth. Number one. Then it is also not supported by any logical or any academic source as well. So that is why these simple arguments against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting to them and asking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask them because even to such simple arguments and questions they will have no answers to. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ Tell them, you have one who guides towards the truth, that is Allah, and you have these idols who do not have the ability to do so. So simple, common sense, أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ The one who guides towards the truth, is he more deserving to be followed? That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he more deserving of being followed? أَمَّا لَا يَهْدِي Or the one who cannot guide towards the truth. إِلَّا أَيُّهْدَى Unless he himself is guided. فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What is the matter with you all? How do you judge? How do you arrive at this type of conclusions? وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّ Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why can they not respond to these arguments? And they will never have the ability to respond to these type of questions. Allah says, they do not follow. Most of them, مَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ Most of them only follow ظَنَّ What ظَنَّ Conjecture. Guessing. For example, if you look at this festive season that we have just, when you look at the history or when you look at the beliefs that they maintain and its roots, you will find it is not based on any divine source. It is conjecture, guesswork, dhanna. Inna dhann, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly a dhann, conjecture, guesswork, all of this, la yughni min al-haq shay'a, does not prove to be sufficient against the truth shay'an in the least. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all that they do. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding.